Joining us by telephone, Attila Weniger, the superintendent for Stevens Point Area Schools. An unusual situation where a parent is accusing a district employee of being rather insensitive with a graduation gift. What does the district have to say about that?
Well, I think accusation is a pretty strong word, Larry. We have a Life Skills Center program, which has been in existence for many years, very successful. And we have a staff member in that program, a teacher who gave gift bags to six students who graduated from the high school last Sunday. And in the gift bag was a personal card to each student, a frame meant for a graduation picture of some kind, and then two cleaning supplies, a brush and a container of cleaner. And it was not in any way, shape, or form intended to deliver a message of any kind to the student or to the parent. It was meant as a reinforcement of some of the skills that these particular students in the Life Skills Center program developed over the time in the program. Typically, students in this program are taught basic life skills, taking care of themselves, their personal hygiene, how to make a bed, how to keep a house, how to cook, how to clean in that area, how to get to and from grocery stores, locations, using the bus. So we're talking about some basic life skills that most of us take for granted. And so the gift was intended to be a reinforcement of those skills and not in any way demean the student. We understand that the parent, when the student came home, showed the parent the gift bag, and according to the parent, the student was upset. The parent then sent an email to the district, and the district responded to the parent through one of our school psychologists who has a very good relationship with the parent and asked the parent how we can move forward, recognizing that we could not undo what had been done. And so there was a plan put into place for that to happen. And then the next thing we know, it's on social media and, you know, began to be publicized that way. So in our view, we understand that the parent was offended and was upset. We apologize on behalf of the district for that. And moving forward, gifts given to students in the Life Skill program will be appropriate for graduation from high school and won't be of the nature that was given out.
So in the district review of this, gifts like this won't happen in the future, correct?
Correct.
Would this affect gifts of any kind or?
Well, we don't, you know, we do not encourage teachers to give students gifts. That would be pretty inappropriate. In this particular case, though, this is a Life Skills Center program. There are very small numbers of students in this program. And in this case, it has been appropriate for us to give, or not for the district, but for teachers in the program to give those kids gifts. And by the way, these gifts were purchased by the teacher's own money. These were not district-purchased gifts. These are students with cognitive disabilities who, again, we try to teach independent living skills and basic work skills. So in this case, the giving of the gifts to those kids is a thing that many teachers in those kinds of programs would do. It's a small number of kids. The teachers spend their own money doing it. It's not district's funds that are used.
The parent in this case is hoping the district would terminate Instructor Sue Felder. I'm guessing you're against that option.
That would be inappropriate. This does not rise to that level, and you know that's all I'm going to say about that.
You've talked about the gift and how it may or may not have been appropriate. Are you and the district going to be talking with the teachers about what, if any, gifts are appropriate?
I don't think this rises to the level of making some kind of an announcement to all of the teachers in the district. I think this is a very particularized situation, and we've handled it very quickly. And when we became aware of it, especially became aware of the parent being upset, again, I said earlier that we had a school psychologist who has a relationship with the parent, reached out to the parent. She understood that after that phone call, there was a plan that was going to be put into place in dealing with the situation. Obviously, that was insufficient according to what's occurred now, and we don't have any intention of going any further than what we've gone. And I think our PR coordinator has emailed you the statement that the district has that it released to you. And as far as we're concerned, this is where it ends.
And with that statement, I am guessing that you would agree this and a previous incident involving the transportation department are not related and there's not really a culture issue here. Is that correct?
Absolutely. There is no culture issue here. In fact, we have a very, very progressive special education program. And, you know, these are two unfortunate incidents that occurred close to one another, but there is no connection to them whatsoever, and there certainly is not that culture in this district, not at all. And we applaud our special education staff, our teachers, our educational assistants, the volunteers that come in and work with kids, and we're very proud of our special education program. Things like this are going to happen from time to time, and the responsibility of the district is to deal with them quickly and effectively and to work with parents, which is exactly what we've done.
Anything you'd like to add?
Nope, not at all. I just appreciate your calling and being willing to listen to the district's position.